From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least five people have been killed and eight others wounded in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the incident occurred midday Friday in a baggage claim area at the airport.
The active shooter shot at least 13 people. Eight people, as I know right now, are in area hospitals being treated. I don't know the degree of their injuries. Five people have succumbed to their wounds and tragically are dead.
Police apprehended the gunman, and he is being questioned by sheriff's officials and the FBI. The airport has been closed. Mark Gale is the airport director.
We're not sure exactly when the airport will reopen for operations. We're going to work together with all the law enforcement that's here, our airlines, and all the other agencies before we actually move to reopen up the airport.
George Pirro, the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami office, said his agents are working with Broward County Sheriff's officials to investigate the shooting. In 2015, nearly 27 million people traveled through Fort Lauderdale Airport. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked the recent presidential election, received a full briefing Friday from top U.S. intelligence officials. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive and said that he has tremendous respect for the work and service done by the men and women of this community to our great nation. However, the president-elect did not explicitly endorse the view of U.S. intelligence agencies that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers and then released damaging information to aid Trump's bid to become president. This is VOA.